Welcome back. Well, this February 1st kicks off American Heart Awareness Month, a national effort to prevent 1 million heart attacks and strokes in the U.S. by 2017. Dr. Neil Sanghvi of the First Coast Heart and Vascular Center is here now with some heart healthy tips for the month of February. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, Melissa.
And lots to share, beginning with atrial fibrillation. You want to talk to us about the number one heart rhythm disorder in the world. Really an epidemic, isn't it?
It truly is. It affects about 5 million Americans to our best estimate.
And what causes it?
Well, there's a lot of things. Getting older, unfortunately, is one of those things. Obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes are just a few of the things that lead to atrial fibrillation.
And who's is it mostly older men that are most at risk? That's the stereotype you think of. But women can, heart disease is the number one killer of women as well.
You are absolutely correct. It's actually under-recognized in women. It's been one of our efforts to really bring that out. Men and women are equally affected by atrial fibrillation. And the number one cause of stroke affects both of them equally as well.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the new strategies for stroke prevention and the new medications you really want to educate our listeners about, because it is the first day of Heart Awareness Month. We're going to be doing segments all through the month.
Excellent, yeah. You know, I want the listeners to really feel comfortable with the blood thinners that are out there nowadays for stroke prevention. Unfortunately, in today's world, there's a lot of misinformation about medications that are misbranded by some factions that believe that they cause bleeding, which is true. They do cause bleeding, but they prevent strokes much greater than they cause bleeding. Medications such as Pradaxa, Xarelto, Eliquis, Savesa, these are some of the trade names that your listeners may see on TV, and sometimes they're misrepresented as being more harmful than good, and that's not entirely true.
Well, what does the data show?
The data shows that these medications, if used appropriately in the right patient, can decrease the risk of stroke by over 60%.
And what are the risk factors, though? Like, what should a patient consider if they're weighing the pros and cons?
Sure. So the way I judge a patient is, what are the risk factors for stroke? So it's all benefits and risks. High blood pressure, diabetes, having had a heart attack or a weak heart muscle, having had a prior stroke, these are things that raise the risk of stroke where the benefits of the medication outweigh any of the risks of the medication. The risks are bleeding, of course, but again, if you're preventing a stroke, that can be devastating. A bleed is scary, but it's manageable.
You also want to talk about new and minimally invasive treatment strategies at the First Coast Heart and Vascular Center, including ablation. What is ablation?
Ablation is a technique where a physician is able to manage atrial fibrillation by using minimally invasive catheters, where we insert these catheters through little IVs and we target the areas that cause atrial fibrillation in the heart. And we're able to either freeze those bad cells out or cauterize them, and thereby leaving patients in normal rhythm and preventing AFib from occurring.
Who's an ideal candidate for this type of ablation procedure?
Many patients are, actually. Patients that have symptomatic atrial fibrillation, where they feel the symptoms of the palpitations, where they failed medications, where they are feeling weak and tired because of the arrhythmia, they're all candidates. Age is not a discriminator. So some patients feel they may be too old, and that's not entirely true. It's really the entire patient.
And of course, ideally, you want to have patients avoid needing these types of procedures and just stay healthy in the first place, right?
I think you're absolutely right.
Eat right, exercise, don't smoke, all that good old-fashioned advice.
Unfortunately, there's no easy way around it. You have to do those good things.
And I know you probably say this all the time, but not enough people are taking your advice.
It is true because, you know, unfortunately, we try the easy way out. And there's a lot of work that's involved in trying to keep yourself free of health problems. What I tell my patients is treat yourself as you would treat your car. We wouldn't let our car run out of gas or oil. We would make sure that the car is tuned up because we know what the consequences are. Tune your body the same way.
Great advice. It is American Heart Awareness Month, beginning this February 1, a national effort to prevent 1 million heart attacks and strokes in this country. Dr. Neil Sanghvi is with the First Coast Heart and Vascular Center. Some great tips for February, Doctor. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Melissa.